everyone, and welcome back to Life's a Vibe Unfiltered with yours truly, moi, Emily, the host. All right, so thanks for joining episode number 4 here. We're going to talk about self-sabotaging. So before we dive in, it is my favorite time of year, y'all. Coffee, like warm coffee, pumpkin spice season. I'm a huge fan of like the Starbucks pumpkin spice cold foam. So I decided that I was going to try and make it at home, and y'all, I did it. So needless to say, I have been drinking pumpkin spice cold foam coffee for the last like 2 days. Pretty consistently. So I'm going to take a sip because it's been looking at me and saying, please just enjoy me, Emily. So I'm going to take a sip. Okay, so good. Oh my gosh, it just warms my soul. So cozy. Today, like I said, we're going to talk about self-sabotage. So last week, this is kind of a really great moment to bring this up because we know our authentic self, our communication style, and then what the fuck we want, right? So next is self-sabotage. And this topic definitely hits home for me. And the more that I was researching it, I was like, holy cow, do I self-sabotage a lot? Not so much. Actually, I kind of do. Even currently. So let's just dive in, and I'm going to let y'all know where in my life that I self-sabotage. What is self-sabotage? Definition is a pattern of behaviors or thoughts that can negatively impact your life and prevent you from reaching your goals. So examples would be negative self-talk, which we talked about in the communication. I know that I was like, y'all, like, talk to yourself nicely, you know? So the negative self-talk is very self-sabotaging. Look at it for what it's worth. You're talking negatively about yourself. If somebody else talks negatively about you, they leave or you leave, and then that's done. But you yourself are talking negatively to yourself. That is not good. Not good. Something that I struggle with, though, because this is another example of self-sabotaging, procrastination, and also perfectionism. So procrastination, I specifically, like just me, I put things off because I'm afraid. Like, I'm fear of failure type girl. Even for this podcast, for example, like I've been wanting to do this and recording episodes along the way for 4 months. And look, I just put it out for everybody to dive into, about a month ago. So the procrastination for me is because I don't want to fail. And I get in my own way with that a lot because, like I told y'all, like when I pushed that publish button, I was freaking out. But the amount of relief that I had following that was like, bitch, what the fuck were you scared of? Like, for real, what were you scared of? And I still have no idea, but I want to tell y'all, like, and I'm just being completely transparent. Each week, I still kind of get a little like, oh, okay, I'm going to do this. And it's like a 1, 2, 3, publish type moment. But I'll get used to it. I'm getting there. I'm trying to get over that because that's getting in my way of so much growth in, I guess, my work life, my career life. And nobody wants that. I'm trying to make bags of money, right? So, Y'all, okay, if you want the recipe for this cold foam, like, let me know. Reach out to me. I do have my email posted. Do a comment, whatever. But I can definitely get that for you because it is so good. Okay, so back to it. I self-sabotage. And that's probably one of my greatest weaknesses right now is me getting in my own way. I'm consistently just questioning myself, which is really sad. Like, that's crazy to say because I feel like I've grown so much, but then there's days where it's like you're still sitting there in the same cycle, right? So I want to break the damn cycle, and that's what I'm going to do. So this episode is like helping me get through my shit too. So hopefully it'll help you guys, because I looked and it's like, how do I fix it then? Take responsibility. Hold yourself accountable for the things that you are not completing. Like for me, for example, I had like 3 published dates that I had for the podcast prior to when I actually did it. And I was just like, I'm just not ready. I'm just not ready. Like I'm a little nervous, whatever. No, bitch, like get over yourself and hold yourself accountable. That's a big thing. I gave my word to myself and then shared it with others. And here I'm looking silly because I'm getting in my own way. Like what the fuck? That's wild, wild to me. So many roadblocks can happen that way. Also, those who are typically introverts, which I found this so interesting, will self-sabotage more than an extrovert. I'm like, let me think on that. For me, like I am an introvert more so than an extrovert. So why am I self-sabotaging in that regard? Like, what does me being an introvert have to do with it? Well, hello, I'm not around people, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm critiquing myself, basically not knowing what the future is going to hold. So then it's like I just get scared and that self-isolation happens. Now this is all like really negative stuff and it's making me sound like I haven't grown at all to myself, but I definitely have. Because that self-negative talk was daily, and now, I mean, it happens every so often. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. But I wouldn't say like weekly even. So hopefully last week's episode helped you to identify what the fuck you want. Okay. And then I want us to use tools to not self-sabotage. So take a moment, get your notebook out. I have mine. My little handy dandy pen. I love these pens too. I'll post the link for them because y'all are really, really nice. But so now that we know what the fuck we want in life, let's start planning how we're going to get there. One of the ways that you can prevent self-sabotage early on in your goal setting is by setting realistic goals. Setting goals that are doable for you. Now, set realistic goals. That's going to really help you be accountable and succeed. The biggest thing that I would take away from knowing what you want and now what do you do with it, let's set some goals. How are you going to get there? How are you going to get what you want, right? You have to come up with a game plan. I mean, my gosh, can't just go out there and it's going to just be on your doorstep one morning. How nice would that be though? Okay. Anyways, I digress. Have realistic goals so you can actually achieve them. If you set unrealistic goals and then don't reach them, because you probably won't, right? Because they're unrealistic. What's another self-sabotaging thing that you can do? You're going to start negatively self-talk. Remove yourself maybe from a situation. So self-isolation. Those are definitely all things that you can prevent by simply starting by setting realistic goals. And I think it was last episode I was saying that I would jot down, oh no, maybe communication. I think it was the communication episode. Anyways, I would jot down like 5 or 10 simple things, simple tasks that I would do that I knew I was going to do anyways. But just to get into that routine of like a habit, to form a habit. So it would be wash your face in the morning, brush your teeth, make your bed, you know, just simple things like that. But they were super realistic and I felt good after achieving them, even though I knew that I was going to do it. It was just in my journey at that time, it was something that I definitely needed. Like I needed to be able to complete something simple. I just needed to be able to complete something. So that was the way that I did it. Now, let's say if I was, let's just use that example. And I set a week long goal and I was like, okay, for the next 7 days, I'm going to wash my face, brush my teeth in the morning, make my bed, clean up the room and the bathroom upstairs or something, like for a whole week. That for me at that time, like I've grown now, but at that time, that would have been like, yeah, well, okay. I would have done it. However, it wouldn't have been so rewarding for me. I know that sounds so silly. Making your bed and brushing your teeth is rewarding. Just me being able to cross something off a list was rewarding, and that I actually completed something. So being able to do that and those super realistic goals, super simple tasks, help me be able to build on it. So that's another thing. Like, I would really encourage you, if you are a person who self-sabotages, try and rewire your brain. So like, if you start thinking a negative thought about yourself, or if you are putting something off, identify that. And if you're somebody who writes things down, write it down in your calendar. Or, you know, if you use an online calendar, type it in there, you know, as a journal, just so you can identify when you're doing it and tell yourself, stop. You can say that out loud. That's something one of my coaches has told me. She was like, Emily, sometimes you just have to hear it verbally. Stop. Stop talking down to yourself. And follow that by, I love myself. So why would I nitpick, if you will? Why would I pick on myself? Why would I self-sabotage? It's just, there's enough people in the world that are going to do that for us. And that's tough enough to be able to maneuver around and through all of those different stages in life with other people that do this. So let's take responsibility and not do it to ourselves, because it's definitely not a positive in any direction. Again, I really want to stress this, like, love yourself, treat yourself with compassion, and how much lighter your brain will be if you're not putting things off and stressed because of procrastination, or if you're putting yourself down so your self-image of yourself is severely, severely broken. Imagine having all the self-love that you could possibly have, all the belief in yourself. That's the thing. Like, to be able to believe in yourself is so powerful, y'all. So powerful. And I'm learning that belief right now. It definitely takes a long time to truly believe in yourself. And you can have people on the outside saying, oh, like, you're a rock star. Good job. Like, you're killing the game, whatever. But if you don't believe in yourself, none of those words are going to matter. So the compliments, the notoriety, all of that stuff isn't really going to hold weight, because you truly don't believe in yourself. And that right there is, I think, should be everybody's goal, is to believe in yourself. And I feel like that's definitely a priority for me. Like I said, I'm working through it and I'm getting there. I'm definitely getting there. I'm seeing my strengths and I write them down and I remind myself of my strengths. Finding balance between talking about my journey on here, and like, it is heavier topics that I talk about. So I think being able to remind myself of the things I have completed is, and I have, and I am successful in, really holds a lot of weight in my growth. So believe in yourself, do some self-work as far as like identifying if you're talking bad down to yourself. Are you somebody who has a whole bunch of creative ideas or things that you want to do, but you're just not doing it? That's part of self-sabotage. Like, get out of your own way, whatever that means. And for me, it was, I think I just finally hit a wall. Like, the podcast, for example, to like put it out, it was like, I sound just really silly. Like, my word is beginning not to mean much when it comes to this topic, and that really bothers me. On that note, let me just sip this coffee because this is so good. Okay, I'm going to stop saying that because you get it already. But that was a good segue into creating my goals and knowing that, like, I can do this shit. Like, there's a whole lot in my mind and I'm far more creative than I ever thought I was. So being able to, like, live in that creative mindset is really difficult for me. really difficult. I have always been a numbers girl. Like, I like things that make sense. I don't really care for gray. I like black and white. And at the end of the day, it has to balance out and equal zero. I love that. 2 + 2 is always going to equal 4. When it comes to the creative side of me, though, that I've started to tap into over the past 2 years, there's so much gray. And it's like, I don't know. I'm really figuring it out. It's almost like there's no rhyme or reason. Like, I'll have a creative thought, and if I don't write it down or, you know, store it someplace, it's going to be gone, and then it's just gone. I mean, I can't do anything with it if I don't have it, right? So writing things down for me, having just those moments where, like I said, like, a creative thought will just pop up in my head, whether it's a photo that I think would look good, a topic for the podcast, editing things for, you know, my son's sports. So just a whole lot of different ideas or different business ventures. Like, you know, I do events, like, have, you know, cleaning services. I would love to do, like, a coaching, maybe, in a way. But I'm in the middle of my nutritional coaching. So, and I have my certified personal training. So, like, I'm all over the place. And I think that's where my creative mind is, like, being successful. It's showing me the success. However, for some of those, I definitely got in my own way, and, like, self-sabotage was definitely a thing. Just to wrap up, we've went over your authentic self, your communication style. And I hope that, so authentic self, communication, and what the fuck do we want? And now we're in self-sabotage. So I hope that you guys are, like, still keeping in touch and making sure that you are authentically yourself. Make sure you're doing your check-ins. It's so important. Grab a journal, start writing some stuff down. It's definitely very beneficial to brain dump, even if that's what it is, or doodle, whatever it is that you feel like you could struggle with, or that you are struggling with, or that you would like to change. Write it down and check in with yourself or your accountability partner if you have one. That's awesome. So between this week and next week's episode, I think I'm going to drop a fun episode, just lighthearted. Maybe I talked about it last week's episode if you guys would want it, and I got some feedback, so I'm definitely going to do it. Also, I'm getting my Instagram up and running, and so I'm going to be putting the link here. I think I might be a little bit more interactive on there, just as far as, like, maybe I'll put a poll of different topics for a podcast, for, like, my fun ones, because this first season of Life's a Vibe, the episodes I have already laid out. So the fun ones, I definitely want your guys' opinion on, like, what you want me to talk about. I'll chit-chat about pretty much anything, so just let me know. But yeah, that's kind of my process going forward between this week and next week. And this, y'all, this is actually holding me accountable, because to get my Instagram up and running, like, I'm putting it out there. So no self-sabotaging this week. That's going to be my main focus. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. I so appreciate all the support, like, for real. Each week, the episode, the publishings week by week are getting a little easier for me, and I just really appreciate the support. If there was negativity, I would glaze over it. However, I might start self-sabotaging as far as, like, questioning what I put out there. So anyways, thank you guys so much for being supportive. Until next week, as far as the journey of self-improvement goes, creating your best life, and look for the fun episode. And also, by next week, I will link my Instagram to the page and my YouTube. Oh my gosh, look at all this social media stuff I'm doing. This is crazy. Ooh, I took a hiatus from social media, y'all, for like, just on a side note. Oh my gosh. I haven't been on Facebook for like years and years and years. Instagram has been like a good five, I don't know. It's been years as well. Snapchat was the latest thing that I've been on. And I don't miss it entirely. However, the creative part of me just like wants to put like pretty pictures out, or, you know, workouts or motivational things, check-in ideas, just all that kind of stuff. I just want to be able to share tools and a little bit more about me. So I'm thinking about doing like a vlog for the YouTube, but it's going to be very much just lifestyle, healthy lifestyle, some gossipy moments, some drama, some, you know, girl time with wine, you know, that's always fun. So be on the lookout for all that stuff. And first and foremost, thank you guys so much for listening to episode 4. We're 4 in now, y'all. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Almost halfway through this season. Okay, you guys have a great week. Remember, love yourself and kick some ass this week, okay? Create those goals realistic and love on yourself. Tell yourself every morning that you are a rock star and you're gonna kick ass today. Say that every single morning. Thank you again, and until next time.